Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
Oh my gosh, over the weekend, I don't know what made me decide to do this, but...
Eclipse.
The eclipse is making me act crazy. I decided to clean out my refrigerator this weekend. And it wasn't that big of a... job, honestly. Like, we don't have tons of food in our refrigerator. We're just very simple like that, I guess. But you know what I started doing is I noticed a jar of salad dressing, and I'm like, I haven't used this for a long time. So I looked at that jar of salad dressing, and surprisingly, it's still good. Doesn't expire till September. So I was like, oh, just mental note, expiring next month, you know, use quickly. So I do that, and then while I was there looking at that, I decided to scoot one over, and then I looked at my natural, all-natural almond butter, and does this smell good? Look, it's still good. Good till November. I'm like, man, I'm on a roll. Then I get to this my thing of ketchup. We don't use ketchup very often. In fact, I was thinking about it as I'm picking it up. I'm like, the last time we use this, I think, is when we had a barbecue and had hamburgers and hot dogs for everyone, and I'm like... So I look, and it had expired. Yes, the ketchup was bad. It had expired back in, let me check my little video here. The ketchup was in May of 2017. So just recently expired.
Still good. It's August. It's still good.
You're probably right.
Ketchup, it's not too, that's not bad.
But I wanted to be safe, so I chucked it. Got rid of it. Then I found some whipped cream. Why I have whipped cream, no idea. I'm like, I think someone brought it over. I think we had a party, and I think they brought stuff over for the kids to make sundaes, and I think that was part of it. That expired back in April, 4/15/17. I'm like, oh, man, I have these two nasty expired things. So then I'm like, well, I'm just going to, while I'm here. So I look at the mustard, and this is where things get disgusting. I look at the mustard, and JC, look at that. Tell everyone what the expiration date is on that mustard.
3/28/2013.
I had a four-year-old container of mustard in my fridge. 2013. I mean, I'm thinking back to what I was doing in 2013, why we bought that gigantic mustard in 2013.
2014's rolling around. You're not checking it.
I didn't even.
2015, life is grand.
I'm like, have I lived in my house since 2013? Like, did I bring that from my old house?
Was it a bring over?
No, I think I lived in my house.
Not using mustard a lot in your house?
We use spicy mustard,
mm-hmm.
But the mustard is just yellow.
Yeah, who uses yellow mustard?
Don't really use it that often. Have you ever found something like that old in your house? I was thoroughly disgusted. I could not believe that I had that in my house. Have you ever found anything older than that? I mean, the record right now is 4 years old. 4 years old, an item of food. Can you find something older than that? 702-364-9400. I was shocked.
Go to your fridge right now and take a quick look. Go to the shelf. When you open up the door, the shelf on the door, that's where those little small condiments sit.
Yeah.
And some of them to get buried in the back there. See who can beat that 2013. Also, go to your medicine cabinet. Because I'll go through and clean up my medicine cabinet a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even
imagine.
And
that's where I find the expired stuff. I try to stay on top of the food stuff because of my paranoia about getting sick off of stuff like that. So I go to the medicine cabinet, and I'll find, like, cough syrup, allergy stuff that's about a year and a half maybe tops, but nothing like 4 years. I'll find that cough syrup that's expired in late 2016, maybe a Benadryl that expired early this year. But nothing going back. I don't think anyone can beat 2013.
I guarantee you if we went into my medicine cabinet, I have pills that are older than that. I have pills that I say go back to, I'd say 2010. I've got pills in there.
Like
prescription
pills?
Stuff.
Because you didn't finish it or like, oh, I might need that in the future.
Yeah.
They're bad now. You got to toss them.
Are they bad?
Yes.
Are they bad?
Pain pills are not like a fine wine. They don't age.
They don't? No. What happens? They lose their potency or what? Well, how do they go bad? Do you get sick if you use one?
I don't know, actually.
I saved them for a rainy day. And today is a perfect
day. Eclipse day. That'd be a great day to take them.
There's a double rainbow outside. It's very beautiful right now.
Are you serious?
But the sun, the sun is weird right now. It's really weird.
And a double rainbow going into an eclipse starting at 9:09.
I actually like seeing you guys post all these pictures of the double rainbow over how many eclipse pictures we're going to have at some point. Hey, Drew, good morning.
Hi, good morning, you guys. I listen to you quite often while I'm driving into work like I'm doing right now.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let you know, I think I can beat you with the how old something is in your house. My brother and I had already graduated high school, and we had a cop or something. My dad was like, I've got Robitussin in the hall closet. Go get it. We pulled it out. It was from, like, 1983. I graduated in 1995, and it was still a glass bottle that they used to make it in.
A glass bottle of Robitussin?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if anyone can beat that. 15-year-old Robitussin.
All right, let's go by, like, based on who was president in 2013, Obama? So we had Obama, mustard. We had Reagan, Robitussin.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us the president and tell us the Idaho food. That's great. Thank you so much for calling, Drew. Thank you so much for listening on your way to work. Danina, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you find that was really old?
Oh, well, since it's just the two of us in the house, I'll make big dishes and freeze it. And I'll write the year down. And when it was 2012, and it was like meatloaf and gravy, and I had written the year on the container. I couldn't believe I had something that old.
Oh, my
God. Meatloaf from 2012.
Well, it was frozen. Could you still eat it?
I don't think so.
Freezer burn?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man. We just got a text here. It says, when my mom was cleaning out her aunt's pantry, she found a box of crackers with little black dots that she thought was pepper. Turns out they had expired 10 years earlier, and the black dots were mold. Oh, boy. Let's talk to Sammy. Sammy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What did you find?
I was, my water dispenser on my refrigerator had broken, so I called the maintenance guy. He came out and pulled out the water filter, and there's a little clear glass so you can see the filter, and inside it was this black, green, and yellow sludge just kind of flowing back and forth.
Oh, no.
That water you're drinking?
You had no idea. Gosh.
Would you line one and wrap it up?
Yeah, let's talk to Tanya. Tanya, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what'd you find?
Well, we were cleaning out my babysitter's things after she passed away, and we found medication from 1974.
1974.
Nixon. She's got Nixon medication. She's a winner right there.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
I don't know if you saw this last weekend, but last week. I haven't been able to get it out of my head ever since I saw it. And I think I have a new obsession / secret fantasy. Is this weird? Do you have a secret fantasy? And I'm not talking about those terms. I'm talking about something that you really want to do really, really bad, but you're like, no, I can't. That would be, that would show that I have no manners, or that would be wrong to do in public. Did you watch that Weekend Update Saturday Night Live in prime time?
The special
last
week?
Edition, yeah.
Yeah, I saw highlights from it, sure.
Tina Fey was on.
Yes, yeah.
And she came on as a special correspondent, and she was talking about what you can do if all the things in the world are driving you crazy. Like, you know, they were talking about all the stuff that went down in Charlottesville and protesting, and she's like, instead of protesting, get yourself a sheet cake. Let me see.
Oh, yes, and she goes to town and starts just eating the sheet cake, yes.
Let me see.
Or maybe a Jewish-run bakery or an African-American-run bakery. Order a cake with the American flag on it, like this one, and just eat it, Colin.
And then she just went to...
I'm sorry, how is that supposed to help?
She's devouring that cake, yes.
She starts eating it, and she starts with a fork, and then she starts using her hands and stuffing it in her face.
Yep.
I want to do that. I want, and not for even for political. I just want to get a sheet cake. I have this fantasy about having a big sheet cake in front of me and just being told that you can do whatever you want with that cake and just grabbing chunks of it and putting it in my mouth and just not worrying about the mess I was making. I really want to do that.
And the calories and everything else that comes with it. Just no worries, no care in the world. Just go to town with that sheet cake. Sheet cakes are good.
Do you? Oh, my gosh. Especially, let's be honest, those Costco sheet cakes. Oh, my gosh. Those are the best cakes. I love those. But I'll take any sheet cake.
Why don't you make it Sheet Cake Sunday and do it. Get yourself a sheet cake on Saturday. And Sunday morning, you wake up, you go to town. And then you go to the gym afterwards and work off some of that guilt.
I can't. I just can't do it. I just can't. But I have a fantasy about sheet caking. What is your secret fantasy? The thing that you really, really, really want to do, but you just know it's not appropriate. You know you can't do that. You know it's just not something that people would look at you and say, oh, isn't that adorable? 702-364-9400.
Is it judgment-free?
Judgment-free. What is your secret fantasy? Judgment-free. I will not judge.
Because of the eclipse, we're judgment-free today?
Yes, we're judgment-free. No judgment.
This goes back a while. I haven't really thought about it in a long time. But
I take that back. I might judge you. I'm just kidding.
I've always had this fantasy that, you know, the female trainers you see at the gym? They're in shape.
Yes.
Got muscle tone and stuff like that.
Yes.
I would love for one of them to just beat me up, like physically, like pound, like boom, just like beat me up, punch me.
You want a trainer to beat you up?
Yeah. One of these female trainers. I don't know what, like, just like I'm running on the track, have them run behind me. They tackle me and just start boom, boom, boom.
Why do you want to be beat up by a female trainer?
No. And just bump, like, ah, yeah, yeah, boom, 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 and then get up and just continue about their way, and I'll lie there,
Oh, my gosh.
Is that weird?
No judgment.
I'm not talking about getting nothing sexual.
No, I get it.
Them jumping and just beating the snot out of me.
Maybe we can make that happen.
And I think about it a lot, too, but I, you know, I got my teeth, I got that three-tooth bridge and stuff. They'd have to lay off the jaw. They couldn't, like, punch the face.
Okay.
But punch me in the stomach, kick me, trip me. I don't know what it is.
Any female trainers want to take JC up on that and, like, beat him up? Because he would actually like it. It's a secret fantasy.
And you could eat the cake.
I don't want to. I do, but I don't. Lisa, what is your odd fantasy?
My odd fantasy is to go to a 5-star restaurant, like really high class restaurant, and just start a massive food fight.
Oh my gosh. Like start it with the escargot and like Pretty Woman where it like flings at someone. And then
exactly.
Everyone starts throwing like steak tartare at each other and things like that.
Exactly. Yes. That'd be so much fun. Get all over the pretty dresses and the tie suits. Get food everywhere.
I'll
mashed
do that
potatoes.
With you. Oh, mashed potatoes. A baked potato right at the head.
Oh, yeah. You get some oysters and stuff.
I love that. Getting some tweets on the David Wilson's Toyota or text on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. Please tell JC they have a website for people like that.
But no, mine's not. I don't want it to go to that. I just want to, you know, take a beating.
I hear you.
Like a fight, almost like a fight club. A fight club. But I wanted
would
to be
you fight back?
No. Uh-uh.
You would just let them
I'd
beat
be a punching
you
back. Yep.
Wow. Uh-huh. Martin says, JC, that is hilarious. Strange, but funny. This one says, JC, what? And then this one says, Mercedes, sheet caking is something me and my friends did this weekend. It is so gratifying. You don't have to eat the whole cake. Try it. You will feel so much better. I don't know. I think it's just the sensation of smashing it into my own face and having it drip off of my tongue. But, yeah, JC wants to get beaten up.
Hey.
Ooh, we just got a text from a trainer. She says, JC, I'm happy to beat the snot out of you. Let me know when and where, or would you like me to surprise you?
Ambush style.
Just, you know, after him.
What? I'm going to be at LVAC this afternoon. Watch me running with a track of trainers and come out of nowhere. Boom.
Someone please be recording that. Oh, my gosh. That would be perfect.
Just lays me out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.